Good afternoon, guys. Welcome to yet another edition of the Exposure Weekly Podcast. My name is Daniel Oka. First of all, I would like to say I am sad. I am being pained with the recent happenings in my country, Nigeria, and sincerely, it is not encouraging. It was all about the NSAS movement from the very beginning, and it was more like a call for revolution. The NSAS protest in Nigeria was just a call for a reform in the police institution and wider security sector, but then it moved down to a call for better governance. Yeah, the government cannot be government until the people let them know that yes, we put them there, and nobody can rule over you unless you give them the permission. These are the words of Pastor Paul Adefarasin, and so far it has been something else, and it has graduated because the hands of the devil has rested upon the whole NSAS movement, and we have friends giving their own input about this the whole scenario. Listen to some of them.
I want to talk about the NSAS struggle. The NSAS struggle started from the frustration of the Nigerian youths, from oppression of the police, and brutality of the police extortion, extrajudicial killings. But along the line, the motive that started this NSAS, personally, I think it wasn't genuine. It wasn't a genuine motive. A group of boys in Benin City, mostly internet fraudsters, what you guys know as Yahoo, gathered and were shouting NSAS. They were doing it out of the frustration that the SAS officials were extorting their gains from Yahoo, as in they were sharing their Yahoo money by force with the SAS officials, which they didn't like. But along the line, progressive minds, people that have been waiting for the opportunity to speak, hijacked the NSAS protest positively. Many of those protesters and the protest started gaining momentum in Lagos and Abuja. We blocked the Lekki toll gate. You made a huge statement about it. And till today, as I speak, that place is still blocked. Now, since on the 8th of October, the NSAS protest has been gaining wide recognition internationally and in the country. More and more protesters have been joining. Now, it looked good for the youth. It's looking good for the youth. We are demanding for a better country. We are demanding for equity. We are demanding for justice. We are demanding that the country be restructured. We are demanding a level playing ground for all Nigerians. We are saying, hey, no Nigerian is more Nigerian than any Nigerian. We, the youth, we are tired. We are fed up of a country whereby your lifelong struggle will be for you to want to leave the country. That is not supposed to be. We want to enjoy our country. Now, the government, people in government, our so-called leaders, our democratically elected public office holders, because I hate to use the word leaders, they are not our leaders, they are our servants, are denying us of our rights to a peaceful protest. We know our rights. We know that according to the Constitution, we have the right to a peaceful protest. Now, they are trying to sabotage our efforts by paying thugs to attack our protest grounds, paying thugs to bomb police stations. They themselves are releasing prisoners, so as to frame up NSAS protesters and make us look bad for an excuse to bring in the military and quench our voice. But we say no. We say no to government oppression. We say no to corruption. We say no to police brutality. We are asking for a total restructuring of Nigeria, a country where we turn up millions of graduates every year, and there are no jobs to cater for them. A country where the unemployment rate is high. A country where the minimum wage is 30,000 naira and tests for COVID-19 is 50,000. Who are we deceiving? The youths are tired. The masses are tired. It is a pushback. We are taking it back. We are asking for credibility in government. For example, during the lockdown, they promised us palliatives. We did not see the palliatives. During the lockdown, we didn't have lights. We are having very bad electricity supply, but we are still paying for the lights. After the lockdown, the palliative the government used to grant us, it was by increasing fuel price to 160. ASUU has been on strike since March, but they did not answer ASUU. They did not even try to dialogue with ASUU. But once the students added to the numbers of the protesters, they said they now drew ASUU closer to try to negotiate with ASUU. This is to show you that this government is wicked. They are not just wicked, they are punching below the belt, and they are going to pay for their crimes. President Buhari, even as at now, has not addressed the nation. He is in the United States of America, and even when he says anything on Twitter, his replies or his address are often provocative to the average Nigerian youth on the streets. We are under the rain, we are under the sun, we are asking for changes, and you are ignoring us. The struggle continues, and victory is certain.
All right, basically what's going to happen with this NSAS nationwide protest in the next weeks or months, honestly, I don't know, because the agenda or the goals have been clearly defined. But we see a government that does not want to yield to the demands of her citizens, to the demands of the people that they claim to lead. And so they have tried to devise several means to disrupt or discredit the protest. But if there is anything that we know, it's the fact that a revolution has been birthed, in the sense that the Nigerian youth has been able to get to the Nigerian youths have been able to get to a point where they have one voice concerning the political affairs of the nation. They have one voice concerning their rights, what they want to see. They have become more alive, they have become more awakened to how things should be or how things should be run in the nation. So if there's anything we should expect is a change come the next presidential election. Yes, the youths have finally been able to come together as one. If this protest is going to lead to a change in some things in a few months or in a few weeks, I do not know, because of how everything has in a day or two, everything has kind of changed its face in Benin, in Lagos State. The protest has become violent and the government has stepped in with military and all of that. So in a couple of months, I don't know how effective this protest is going to be, but on the long run, I believe we would see a change. At least in the next 2 years, 3 years, we'll be able to see a change.
Bro, the Holy Ghost not blood. The Holy Ghost today not blood. The Holy Ghost not blood. Blood, the Holy Ghost.
Nigeria is our country. It is the only country we have. And we are the youths of this nation. We must fight for what we want. We are no longer slaves. We are no longer puppets that will be controlled by some evil men from the comforts of their houses. We must state our claim and we must stand by it. We must fight to restore sanity to this great nation. We are the giants of Africa and we should remain that. This is the end of the rule of evil men. And this is the end of their reign. We must fight. But do not forget that we do not war with our hands. We do not war with sticks. We do not war with guns. We do not war with instruments. But we war on our knees. Because we understand that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers that are standing as the rulers of Nigeria. We are the leaders of tomorrow. And until we get on our knees to begin to orchestrate how things are going to go, we will remain in bondage. Let us restore Nigeria to sanity. And that we will do on our knees, asking the Father of Light to restore Nigeria to be a praise on the earth. And until Nigeria becomes a praise on the earth, we will not stop. We will not stop crying. We will not stop praying. We will not stop calling on the Father of Light. We will not stop calling on Jesus to restore sanity to our great nation. For Africa to return to its glory as the giant of Africa, we must stand as the youth to begin to orchestrate things to the way we want them to turn out for us in the future. This is the right ideology. This is revolution. We refuse to be in chains. We refuse to be slaves. We refuse to remain in bondage. And until Nigeria becomes a praise on the earth, we will not stop crying. We will not stop praying. Pray for Nigeria. We war not with sticks, not with guns, not with instruments, but we war on our knees. And until Nigeria becomes a praise on the earth, we will not stop praying. For more information, you can visit our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/The Exposure Podcast or call the number 0701615488 or 0907742 2050. Do have a lovely day. Thank you.